Yeah, and the sugi Amar Ish Lakish, a kaveh zman lechaveiro yivamar lei parasicha b'seich zmani in eneman v'levai shifra b'zmani. Which means to say that if a lender comes and he says that he paid back during the time frame, he's not believed. Amid Beis, we find a different language. Chazaka in Adam Perea b'seich zmani. We have to explain, what's this all about? What is this all about? And in general, we have to explain how this chazaka has the strength to be motzi mamon. We have a rule that even roiv is not able to be motzi mamon, right? And now, ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. So kol shekein a chazaka shouldn't work. So how is Reish Lakish saying that we don't believe him based on a chazaka? Reish Lakish's opinion needs clarification. So there's three shitos in Achrenim in order to explain shitas Reish Lakish. Firstly, the Gra. The Gra learns that Reish Lakish is not referring to regular chazaka. Rather, he's referring to Anan Sahadi. It's as if we have witnesses here that are telling us that this lender did not pay up on time. It's a Anan Sahadi. Amid Beis, the Gemara has a suffix as to whether a migu works from Kaim Chazaka. According to the Gra, that this chazaka is not a regular chazaka, rather it's anan sahadi. It's a big tzarachin, what the Gemara means. What's the suffix? Of course anan sahadi wins over amigu. So the Gra addresses this question, and he writes, v'tzarach leimer l'svirasam, d'davka l'inin migu yistapku, ava b'shar dvarim loy. The Gemara only had this doubt in regards to a migu. Maybe the migu will be able to overpower the anan sahadi. Tzarachin, what he means, it's very shver. Second sheet that we have is Reb Isser Zalman. Reb Isser Zalman learns a little bit different. He learns that, of course, the chazaka is not being mighty the moment. Not a little bit different, very different. The chazaka is not being mighty the moment, like the Gra explains. He learns as follows. Every halva, every loan that a lender extends to a borrower, we have a cheskas chiyuv. We have a chazaka that the loive owes him this money. That's the mechayev of every chayev. Now, when a person comes and he says, parasicha, I paid you back, he's believed because a chayev, every loan is oimid lepirayim. It gets paid back. And that's what Reish Lakish is coming and telling us, that when a lender comes and he says, parasicha b'seich zmani, he's not neman. You know why he's not believed? Because it's not oimid lepirayim. That's what Reish Lakish is saying, v'levai shefa b'zmani. That this person is not believed, and therefore the cheskas chiyuv remains. So according to Reb Isser Zalman, it comes out to be that Reish Lakish's halacha on Amid Aleph and the chazaka on Amid Beis are two different discussions. Amid Aleph, the Gemara is just coming and telling us the basic principle that when a person says that he was periyah b'seich zmani, he's not believed. You know why? Because it's not oimid lepirayim, and therefore the cheskas chiyuv remains. Amid Beis, the Gemara comes and adds that aside from this regular fact that it's not Amid the Pirayan, there is also a chazaka over here. There's a chazaka that a person is not Pirayan B'Seich Zmanayin. Now, what's the nafkamina? What the Gemara says in Amid Beis, that therefore there's no shvuah, there's no oath, and therefore you're able to be gove even from Yosomer. Now, we have in Shas that a muchzik kafrin and a loive that says any yodeh in parasicha, I don't know if I paid you back, the halacha tells us that they're chayav. The fear of Isser Zalman, the havan over there is that although it's oimid lepirayim, right, the debt is oimid lepirayim, we assume that it gets paid up, but since these people are coming with a suffix, they are in doubt, they are labeled as doubtful people, we're not sure if we could believe them, and therefore they're not them. That's what we're going to have to explain according to Isser Zalman. Third sheet is Reb Leib. Reb Leib is very similar to Reb Isser Zalman in that he agrees that, yeah, it's not a regular chazaka, and the chazaka is not being mighty. The chazaka is not that which is being mighty the mammon. Rather, there's a cheskas chiv. Just this cheskas chiv is only able to be taken apart and to fall off with a taina brura. You have to have a taina brura. So when a person says parasicha and it's a normal circumstance, he's believed because it's a taina brura. When a person says parasicha b'seich zmani, he's not believed because that's not a taina brura. And according to Reb Leib, it's understandable why a Huchza Kafran and a Ine Yudein Perasicha is not believed. That is because they do not have a Taina Brura. So we have three shittas in explaining the opinion of Reish Lakish. Let's see Tosfos. HaKoveh Azman L'Chaveri. Tosfos writes, Oymeri Davka Koveh Azman HaVastam Halva L'Chashev L'Teich Shleishim Teich Zman. L'Chor Tosfos is being medayak the Lashon Koveh Azman. At Dafka over there, where there's a machlokes between Rish Lakish and Abai and Rava. But in a Stam Halva, a case of a Stam Halva, everyone would agree that he's not Neman. Now we have to explain, we have to understand what's Pshat and Taizvis. Stam Halva is Shleishim Yoyim. So what happened all of a sudden? Rish Lakish says, you know, I don't argue over there. Over there I agree that it's possible that he would pay even within the time frame of 30 days. Why should it be any different there? As an Aschala, we'll read the Gemara in Makkos Daf Yom Amud Beis. This will shed some light in understanding what Tosfos means. Makkos Gimel Amud Beis, Hamalves Chaveri Stam Ine Yerushai L'Tovay Pachos Mishloishim Yoyim. Dichsiv, Korva Shnas HaSheva, Shnas HaShmita. Mimash Meshenema Korva Shnas HaSheva, Ine Yodeh Shih Shnas HaShmita. Elamat Talmud Leim Shnas HaShmita, Leim Melecha. Yish Shmita Acher Shih Kazu, Ve'ezu. Zu Hamalves Chaveri Stam. She'inu rishoy l'tova pachas m'shleishim yoyim. Do'amar mar, shleishim yoyim b'shana, choshev shana. Lashna Gemara, she'inu rishoy l'tova pachas m'shleishim yoyim. She'inu rishoy l'tova pachas m'shleishim yoyim. It's clear indication from the Gemara that it's not a assumption that when you have a lender and a borrower and they say, can I borrow money, they don't specify a time frame that we assume that they meant 30 days. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that there's a new din of Ina Rishay Tavay Pachas Mishleishim Yoyim. It's a new halacha. It's clear from the Gemara. That's the Lashon of Gemara, Sheina Rishay Tavay. And really, this is also mashma like that in the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Stam Milve Shleishim Yoyim. Im Hisne, She Yitva Matai She Yirtze Yishle Tviya Biyoma, She Tnai Mamanu. The Rambam writes that he brings this halacha from the Gemara of Stam Halva Shleishim Yoyim, and he writes that if they made a tnai that the lender could come and ask for the money whenever he would like to, then he could even come over the day after, the next morning. He could come and say, "Where's my money?" Now, what's the reason he's able to do that? The Rambam says, "Shetnai mamenhu." This Rambam is a pella. If you were to ask me, what's the reason a lender that says, I'm able to come over whenever I would like to. What's the reason he's able to come over? I'll tell you, because he made that stipulation. It's not a stam milva. He made that stipulation. He told him, you want money from me, I'll come whenever I would like. It's not because of tnai. It's not mehilchus tnai moment. It's stam because it's not a stam milva. If it were a stam milva, he wouldn't be able to come over for 30 days. But because he made that indication, it's not a stam milva, right? That would be the reason. But the Rambam inserted these three words, shetnai mamenu. We have to explain, what does this mean? So the Brisker Rav explains, based on what we just were medayek from the Gemara, that when the Gemara says the Estam Alva Shleishim Yoyim, it's not an umdina b'das b'nei adam. Rather, this is a new din that every loan, any loan, is not able to be asked for before 30 days. There's a new barrier. There's a new din that the loive may not come over to the bar and ask him for the money for 30 days. That's what the Rambam means. And that's why Dafka, because we have a concept of Tnai Mamin, that Tnai Mamin work, that's why he may come over before 30 days. Brisker Rav. So again, what are we saying? We're saying that the din of Shleishim Yoyim, the din of Stam Halva B'Shleishim Yoyim, is not an umdin of Bedas B'nei Adam. Rather, it's a new halacha. But we still have to explain why we could assume in our sugya that when a person extends a loan to someone else, that it's possible that the lender will come back and pay before, the borrower will come back and pay the lender before 30 days. So there's two mehalchim in the Achrenim to explain this. The Sma explains, this is in Siman Ayin Ches. He explains that when you have an halva with a time frame, the lender shows that he needs the money till that time, till the time frame ends. He says he needs a loan for 90 days. So he needs the money till 90 days. So that's why Rish Lakish says that we don't assume that he will pay earlier. Now, Sheikin, in a case of a Stam Alva, where he doesn't specify a time frame, he shows that he not necessarily will need the money till 30 days. It's very likely that he'll arrange money beforehand. So that's why it might be possible that he'll be paid before 30 days, and that's why Tosfos writes that by a Stam Alva, Rish Lakish agrees to Abaye and Rav. The Ktzos, however, asks on the smath from three different halachas. We have by schiris, by rental, pidyon haben, and kris lechatzar shenafa. Over there, the Gemara says that we say in regard to them, chazaka inadam periyav seyik zmane. Which means to say that although there's no gilei das in these cases, there's no gilei das, we still say that inadam periyav seyik zmane. It's a clear indication that the Gemara did not agree to that which the smath tried to explain. So Mikoyach Zeh, the Ktzos explains that the real pshat as to why by Stam Halva Rish Lakish agrees is because it's simply customary that when there's a loan with a time frame, the person doesn't come earlier. Just that's the custom, that's just what happens. By Stam Halva of Shloshim Yoyim, the minhag is that he will pay before Lamed. And that's why Rish Lakish will agree. He writes, that's the minhag of those who extend loans and borrow money.